You're listening to the rather incredible podcast by Christopher Terry and Simon Willis.
Hi, I'm Locke Funk.
And I'm Captain Glovebox.
And this is Captain Glovebox versus Dr. Funk. Sorry we're late again.
It was Chris's fault this time.
Yeah, it was. I had to be in London.
And I had to go to work, so we couldn't find the time. I guess it actually makes it both of our faults. Me for having a job that requires me to work in evenings. And you for being a media student.
At Sucky Ass Education.
I hope that sticks as a name. Maybe, you know.
It will do.
Maybe
it
in a few years, SAE will be calling themselves Sucky Ass Education.
It's not a very good promotion, to be honest.
Yeah, but at least they're honest. Honesty is the best policy. Come to Suck Ass Education.
Honesty is the best policy until you're trying to make money.
So that's why I'm poor. Anyway, so we're here, we're now, and I'll introduce the first story, why not? This week you may have heard that the Higgs boson has been found. If you don't know what that is, they're referring to it as the God particle, but I'm just going to go ahead and say, don't worry, religious people of the Earth, this doesn't mean that we are wrong. So, just because we recorded this a few seconds ago and Chris was very offensive, so just especially to our New Zealand listeners.
By accident.
It's fine, don't worry. It's not the God particle, it's just what they're calling it. That if you don't know what's going on here and you're like, what? And you've lived in a cave for the last 6 weeks. There's a big metal tube. There's a big metal tube in Switzerland?
I think it's Switzerland.
Switzerland, maybe, we don't know. Called the Large Hadron Collider. It fires atoms at each other really, really quickly. And by doing this, they have somehow discovered this magical little particle that gives objects mass. And a lot of people are going pretty mental for it. Peter Higgs, the man that created the theory, actually cried like a girl.
I think that is a little bit weird, to be honest. Science is a little bit pathetic in some ways.
It's like you have that theory, that's fine. And if your theory gets proven, great, well done you, your academia paid off. But crying on national news about it is just gay.
No, but just in general, like, how long have they spent just getting atoms and going, hit them two together, see what happens?
It's just crying. I don't get it. I just don't, like... When Neil Armstrong went to the moon, fair enough, Mr. Rocket Ship guy that invented the rocket ship, cry away, because that was awesome.
Yeah. If you've slapped a couple of tiny things together, it's not really a huge achievement. I'll admit that. It's not really that woo. Well, it is, but it's not. It seems a little bit...
I don't know. Damn it, Peter, get it together.
Should we move on?
This is a personal message from us to you, Peter Higgs.
From you
get
to him.
Get your ass together.
You to him. You never know.
You're not
gonna
partake
in this.
Imagine that.
I'd be impressed. Seeing as we've only done three episodes now.
Yeah, I'd be very confused.
Yeah. Anyway.
There we go.
Should we move on to the segment of surprise stories?
Yes. Well, you first, my friend.
No, I went first last week. So it's your turn.
I'm really taking the lead this week, huh? Okay. My surprise story for you, Chris, is this week. A pig in China has been laid to rest.
What?
Now I know what you're thinking. Why are they giving a funeral for a pig in China? I'll tell you why. This pig was called King Pig in China.
What?
He was worshipped as a god in China and was one of the most country's famous animals. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he weighed 1 metric ton.
What?
A 1-ton pig, worshipped as a god in China, got put to rest, was given like full burial robes and everything. A whole ceremony. It's like if the Dalai Lama died. It's that kind of severity, and everyone was like, holy crap.
What the hell? That's... How big were that
crazy
pig?
Balls.
How did they move it?
By the look of the picture, with about 30 million men and some very strong bamboo.
Did they just roll it? Just like...
Like, hold the bamboo up, and then lash the pig to the bamboo. And then, like a giant spit roast. Yeah, I would eat it.
That could
but
feed
I don't
a
think
lot
they
of
will,
people.
It's... I know, right? A one-ton pig?
I'm
like...
Trying...
It's massive. Google it later. All of you, Google? All of you, Google King Pig. Chinese pig. He just died, so he'll be all over Google.
That's nuts.
But he's massive. A one-ton pig would just make for imagine the crackling.
That'd be a lot.
Imagine that crackling. With a nice little glaze on it.
The sheer amount of bacon that you could get from that pig.
Epic mealtime. Would love it.
Epic mealtime. Get on that. Get out to China. Dig it up. Dig up their god.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'd have to dig up a buried pig. Might not be so tasty anymore.
No. It might be a little bit dirty and slightly decayed. But anyway, would you like to hear mine? It's also animal
yes.
related.
How have we done this?
What was it last week? I swear our
stories last week was accidentally we were both children related.
Oh my gosh.
I should just say now, for the viewers at home, we don't set each other topics. We literally just say...
Yeah, have you got your story?
Find a story, surprise me with it. And we always try and pick weird news stories. And this is now the second week running where we've picked news stories that both have a similar theme.
So, actually, it's 100% record. I can't find it, so I'm just going to talk to you about it. I was looking in the newspaper, but... Okay. In Indonesia, there is an orangutan that is now on a strict regime for the next 6 months to stop it from smoking because it is addicted to cigarettes.
What?
And its partner will pick up the cigarettes and throw them away like humans. Okay? The orangutan also puts up two fingers to its mouth to ask tourists for cigarettes, and if they don't give the orangutan one, it will pick up rocks and other such objects and throw them at the tourists.
That's amazing.
It's quite an impressive picture. I'd say to look it up, because it is just an orangutan, like, having a cigarette.
That's
it's pretty
so
hilarious.
Weird.
They put it on a strict regime for 6 months to wean it off cigarettes. And it's a monkey.
That's mental, man. That's absolutely crazy. So, an orangutan smoking, and that... What is up with the world, man?
Yeah, I think it used to be part of the circus.
Right.
And was advertised.
Come to the circus, see the bearded lady, the strong man, and the incredible smoking monkey.
Yeah, and then it kind of got addicted.
I'm amazed. I think I should be upset, but I'm more excited about the prospect of the smoking monkey.
I was a little bit like, that's amazing, but I'm not sure if I like this or not. So... Well, that's happened. That's smoking monkeys and fat pigs.
I think we should put like a PSA out, like you know, if you are a chimp and you're listening to this, then don't smoke. Bobo the monkey.
If you're a hairy,
if you're
mammal,
a circus ape,
don't.
All mammals have hair, so
really hairy, and have.
Right.
Faces.
Right. Wombats, platypus, kangaroo, horse, cow.
And have hands that could probably hold a cigarette. Dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins, they're not particularly hirsute though.
Dolphins are alright, because I mean, they can't really get their hands to their mouths. They haven't even got hands.
They've got a blowhole.
Yeah, but then they're underwater, so it would get wet. So
electric,
it wouldn't really
cigarettes.
Work. I suppose. Why are we thinking about the logistics of a dolphin smoking?
Let's not try and teach dolphins to smoke. Imagine okay, that. And they'd be hanging thing. Out on the corners of the ocean like, "Oi, shark! You're gay!" And then laughing with the dolphin noise. Like,
but, okay, yeah. And just a quick thing. Just we don't smoke as well to people that are listening. Don't smoke. We just had this whole conversation, like, we've been promoting it. Like, it's got a blowhole, man. It definitely could. No, don't.
It's a terrible thing. Idea. We sound so old and, like, crappy.
We're your new dads. Other than you,
think
dad.
Think of your wallets, right? Imagine your wallet as a person. Every time you buy a packet of cigarettes, you're effectively stabbing that person in the throat and saying, "I hate you! I wish we never knew each other!"
That's one way of putting
it. That's how it works.
But yeah, should we move on to the last story that we have today?
Yes, let's. What was it?
It's the new the Westfield Centre, shopping centre in London. If you don't know it, it's pretty awesome. I was there yesterday, actually. But it's a nice place, blah, blah, blah.
Do you live near it, then?
No.
Oh.
No.
Awkward.
I just went there because I felt like it. No, I was meeting up with someone there so we could go do our filmy things. But yeah. Anyway, already off topic.
Just got some socks.
There was there's a student in the UK, emphasise that, in Britain, that has invented...
But do we know if he's English?
I think, yeah, I think he is, because he was from, like, Oxford or something. Some posh university. So, here we go. He's developed a method of making a floor tile, so when you step on it, it creates kinetic energy, which then is produced, like, converted and stuff into electricity, and they're putting down in the Westfield Shopping Centre, so the Westfield Shopping Centre should power itself.
But what happens when it starts getting empty? When people start leaving, do the lights just slowly turn off?
No, because obviously it'll build up over the day.
Oh, okay, so it's like... puts it into a generator.
Yeah, it's like if you've got like 100 watts to power a light bulb and you make 400, it's like you're making 400, it's not going to just turn off when everything goes because there'll still be some saved. But yeah,
that's clever.
So
I like it.
If we ever get dragged around by a woman in the Westfield Shopping Centre in about a year's time, just think, don't worry, I'm powering this place. If it wasn't
you're
for me, she couldn't
planet.
Shop.
I like, yeah, by saying that, you've immediately made the assumption that all of our listeners are male.
No. I said
if you're being dragged around by a woman.
Yeah, I was addressing the male audience. I know there are female audiences. I'm not being sexist at all. I love all of you.
Dear female listeners, if your boyfriend ever takes you shopping in Jack Wills, just think about how great it is that in those brand new Louis Vuitton heels, you are powering the entire shopping centre.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're doing it as well.
We've covered both bases now.
Couples shopping.
Go team. Yeah.
We can do it together.
Toddlers, if your mum takes you shopping and you're running around in your socks, you're powering the world. Well done. And mums, if your toddlers take you shopping, every time you walk along with that massive pushchair covered in shopping bags, think of all the energy you're building up.
I'd probably
say... This one's for the mothers.
I'd probably say thank you, mothers, for taking your toddlers shopping. Because they run around.
Yeah.
So they're going to be creating like 90% of the energy.
This is a public service announcement to all mums in the Westfield area. Take your children shopping.
Take them shopping, man. Get that done. Well, on that note, I think it's...
We just saved the world. We saved the world today, yeah. Chris.
Well, yeah, thank you. Right. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much, ladies and gents.
We'll be around sometime next weekend.
Yeah, could be Friday, might be Monday, who knows.
Yeah,
here's a final bit of exciting news. If you live in the Dunstable area, I have two things to tell you. Number one, actually no, I'm going to spread this. If you live in the Luton and Dunstable area, then I have two things to tell you. In fact, if you live in Bedfordshire and you're listening to this, I have two things to tell you. Number one, the Olympic torch is passing through Dunstable, which is only really important to the Dunstable listeners in the Bedfordshire area. But it's coming through at 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday. So, That'll be fun and hilarious. Several of the pubs in the town are going to be open from like 7 in the morning, then doing breakfast and coffee. The Wheat Sheaf are doing it, and I'll be there. So if you're listening to this, you live in Dunstable, and you want to meet me for no reason, get the hell down to the Wheat Sheaf. Also, again, if you live in the Bedfordshire area, or you like to travel from Kent, if your friends want to come to a gig, there's a party in the park on the 14th of July at the Grove Park in Dunstable, and I am playing a live set there, 45 minutes, at 1:30 in the afternoon, and it would be great to see you down there.
Well, I'll be there too.
Chris will be there, dancing, and there's going to be beer and pins.
It's going to be beautiful. And if, for some obscene reason, that we don't know you, and you don't know what we look like, because our picture is a little bit weird, just look for a hat and a man on stage,
yeah,
and then you'll know exactly who we are.
Look for a hat and a quiffy idiot.
But yeah,
right,
after you promote yourself loads,
yeah,
thank you very much for listening. And we we'll see you next weekend.
Thanks very much, guys. See you later.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.